Afterword to Section 27. An Iraqi theater director once told me that on a visit to New York City, he deliberately bumped into several people on the sidewalk to gauge their reactions. Americans, he concluded, always apologize, an observation that might have amused Whitman, who would likely not have begged forgiveness and might well have surprised the stranger by embracing him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, the psalmist sings, an imperative that Whitman follows according to his own lights in his Psalm of the Democratic Self, substituting life for Lord, seeing things in this section through the agency of touch, tasting the world. He does not shy away from anyone. Not long after my conversation with the director in Baghdad, I traveled to Kurdistan in northern Iraq. And one morning on a drive through a valley green from the spring rains, outside a village lying between two stark mountain ranges, my friend suddenly slammed on the brakes, veering around what I thought was a large rock. There in the middle of the road was a turtle, born for all I knew during Whitman's lifetime, oblivious to the traffic, or so it seemed, its head barely protruding from its shell. Mine is no callous shell, said the poet, translating his every sensation into song. My friend and I gazed at the beautiful creature, kin to the quahog and the mollusk and indeed every form of life, each a part of the whole to which we have all belonged from the beginning, and then, because we had somewhere to go, we drove on.